Shiva and Mile from the Cycle Shadows, but Rosh Hashiva continued in Yeshiva University, Kazan, Davis, Etof, Shimon, Fess, January 6, 1988, and Wednesday continued.
Then protect yourself, not to be damaged by me, but may the Rabbi Yezi be passed like Rabbi Yezi, Bani the Glaakas Atzim, but may the Rabbi Yezi be Gira Delay, may the Rabbi Yezi be Gira Delay. So the question was whether Rak says Gira Delay, like Mazik Yodayim, or Mazik Al Bimon. If it's like Mazik Yodayim, then you can, then Rabbi Yezi is made in Islam Mazik Laakas Atzim. But if it's if it's not like Mazgir, if it's not like Mazgir Daim, Shaitan Rabbeisi is on the Barakat. So here, Osli Kamil Rabine, Omle Kiam, Mamil Rabbeisi, Gir Delay, Hanu Mileri Kazla Mikeche, Hoche Ziku Yukamamto, Maski Floma Barabashi, Maishne Mizere Beruach Misayayde. So why do you say it's coming? And he's potter, some mele, come to Rabbi Yezi, he's done his clerk, that's me. But the Torah was Mechayev Zeir, a winner, and there it's also done in the aid of the wind. And still it's high, so we see that it's not common. If it could be considered common, the Torah wouldn't be Mechayev. So, Amru kam dem Reima, Roma, Lohain, Zeir, Vorach, Zeir, Rabbi Ne Maishne, Megetz, Hayetz, and Rechazat, Kodesh, והיזיק דחייב לשאלי, הוסום ניחלי דלייזל, הוכל לוי ניחלי דלייזל. So the Gemara says, so, So anyway, the Gemara says that even though it's Gome, but by Shabbos, if it's the Derech Ha'ilam to do it that way, so then Gome is also Chayim. So Mele, the Ebenezer says, true that Rechaim Shalmai is gone, but that's the derech to bind wheat. How do you bind wheat with your hand? No one binds wheat with his hand. So when the derech ha'ilam is to bind wheat with a machine. So Mele, if it's the derech ha'ilam to do it that way, and that's the way to do it, in order to do a good job, with the hands you couldn't do a good job in binding wheat. So Mele, Grom is also high. So Hamidah says, number one, turning on the light is not Grom. That's immediate. And number two, even if it is Grom, a Grom is an Ezer, it's high. So then Rabbi Shaspir is fine for Shaisea, because of the second time of Hamidah. And he said that according to the Ebenezer, it involves Moch the Rice anyway. So according to Rashi, it is in Loch the Raise, the Havore of Matres. Only by the Kibo of Matres is not also the Raise, because it's not Nasper. The question is about the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam says, I'm a Hamim, a Sabbazar, so if we say that the Pshat in the Rambam is, as the Merkav Zamishni says, that when is there a Chiyuv of Mavir, only when he's done with the Kavone of Litzalfe, so maybe by turning down light, he's not Litzalfe, there is no Chiyuv the Rais of Mavir. Not because of Gomez, because of Tiyosh Prime said, that's not so, as Chameza said, because it's Biodayim, but even though it's Biodayim, but it's Matzes. So according to Rashi, to the Mbaum Loch the Raise, according to the Rambam, according to the Mekabes HaMishne Pshat, that Kedritzalfe is an essential ingredient of the Meloch of Havore, so there wouldn't be a Meloch the Raise. I think that the Mekabes HaMishne Pshat is the explain Pshat and Rambam, not the way the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech says that the Rambam says Kilisalf Lamayim, he means Lafu Kimikal. So the question is, so the Rambam says Amcham is Abaz Kilisalf Lamayim, Harizetil is Mave Bechaye. And the Rambam in discussing the Chabe, so mentions in this Ram Tzarev Chayev, Shechem Leitchi Abarz Leisi, Micham Mesabarz Lachi Yossi Gachles, so he mentions Yossi Gachles in the Melechus Serfi Habarza, only if he hits it to the extent that it becomes Gachles, but the Rambam mentions the same thing as the prerequisite in Mivashel also. In Perek Tes Halochebo, Hamati Chachod Mine Matres, Kolchu Yam Chamis Hamatres, Achtiose Gachles, Harizetil Viz Mivashel, Harizetil Viz Mivashel. So the question is, why is a Chayev, why does he here say that he's Chayev Mishum Mivashel, and over there he's Chayev Mishum Mavir? So the Raya that is massive in Perek Yud Beis, and the Rambam. And the Rambam, and the Rambam, the Raya is massive, Hamcham misabarzel v'itzalf v'mayim arzitil v'smavah v'chayev kosov arayved v'lomo loy mishum mivashel k'mo yisich se la'asune dimirape rope v'hodakom dimirape rope v'hodakom. So there are two pshot in the arayved. The Lachem Mishne, and that's the pashtes haloshen of the Magid Mishne, is that the arayved is chilek and the Rambam completely. In other words, the Rambam says that Mecham in Barzel, there is a situation where he's Mechuyev.
Very sorry to interrupt. What time can we...
No, I'll come back.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Any particular time?
Right after this year. Soon.
3 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
1 o'clock. Thank you. So the Lachem Mishne says that the Pshat in the Raivad is that Mecham in Barzel, there is never a Melech Hasabah. Never Melech Hasabah. Only Bishul. And, but the Asam Achrenim say that the Raivad, Shiti is, there is a Chiyuv of Mavir, if Nisham Nitzari. But the Rambam only mentions Mavir. So the Raivad is Masik. Why doesn't he mention Mivashel also? Because that even in order to be Mechuyev Mishum Avir, so it has to be Kindlitzalfi B'mayim. And Litzalfi B'mayim, the Rambam says, Achinase Gachles. And the Rambam himself says that if somebody is Mecham in Barzel until it becomes Gachles, so he is Mechuyev Mishum. He is Mechuyev Mishum. Mishum Mivashel. So the Chazanish says something, that's the plain pshat in the Rambam. In other words, that when you hit Barzel, so there can be two meloches. It can be either the meloche of Bishul or the meloche of Mavia. But it all depends why you do it. If you do it for the purpose of making it soft. That's what the Rambam means in Perek Tes, in Hilches. That's what the Rambam means in Perek Tes, in Hilches Shabbos, Haloch Evov, Hamatich Echod Min Matches Kolcho. Or Yam Chamim is a matres at Chitose Gachles, Harizetil is Mubashel. Chitose Gachles means it becomes very fragile. If the end goal, the goal is to make it fragile, not to make it hard, so then there is a Chiyuv of Mubashel, because that's the essential feature of Bishul. Let's say, something that is here to fall hard and you soften it. So that's why he says in Perek Tes Melech Shabbos Halacha Vov, Hamatich Echod Min Matres Kolshu Uyam Chamim Es Hamatres Ashtiose Gachles Harizetil Des Mirashim. Haggadah Tehillah and Basha. In other words, only if it is, if the purpose is to make it fresh or to make it soft. Masha'inki, in Pirkei Avos, Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Hamechames Habazal Kedlitzal V'demayim. So, what was the derech of the Lichi Habazal? They heat it at a very high temperature, and then they would immediately hensel, dump it in very cold water. So that Kedlichasme. What it means, Kedlichasme? Because that, as I looked up in the encyclopedia, so in other words, because when you heat metal at a very high temperature, some changes all the properties of the metal, as if it had been a different metal altogether. Different metal. It doesn't, there is no chemical change, but the physical properties of the metal, it changes completely. So even if you don't dump them into water, in cold water, it also changes the physical properties of the metal. But then, if you don't dump them into cold water immediately, so the new properties are not harnessed. And then gradually it reverts back to the old properties of the metal. But if you quickly, after heating it at a very high temperature, you dump it in cold water, so that harnesses the new properties and never again will revert back to the old properties of the metal. So, but then the Chaznish doesn't say all that. That I looked up in the encyclopedia, but he says, if he does it, he will eat Zalfay in Simenun, so then there is no Chiyub of Nevashel and the Chiyub of Mavia. But if he doesn't do it, he will eat Zalfay. If the ultimate goal is that it should be soft, then there is no Chiyub Mishum Mavia, but there is a Chiyub Mishum Mivashal. I think that's the right pshat in the Rambam. So Mele, the reason as to why the Rambam says, now the rain and the taste of sleep in Shabbos, that Memveis and the Piski taste of sleep, they both say that matres is not only Mufke of the Broche of Chibu, that's Gemara Mefureshes, Mechabim Gachle Shal Matres, according to the beauty allowed him in the Chabe, he got the Shamatras in order to prevent the Zikid Rabbah. But according to Rashi, it's only a Yaloche in Kibu because it's Nasipecho, it doesn't apply to Abore. According to the Raymond, this is sleep. So just as Matras is Mufke of Kibu, so Matras is Mufke of Abore too. Why? So Yerim says, then it is Zrim. Because in the Mishke, there was no Abore in Kibu, in Matras, only in Eitz. Now, I said many times, when we say it, the Mishke didn't exist that way, that doesn't mean that every Meloche, to be a Meloche, must be done exactly the same as was Mishke. That would be absurd to say. Now, the Mishkan, they didn't use a fountain pen for writing. So anybody say, if you write with a fountain pen, it's not a rocket pen. That's nonsense. It's only when the variance from the Mishkan represents a deviation from the essential pattern of the Melocha, the way it existed in the Mishkan. So when the Yareim and the Tzitzit say, that there is no kibbutz and avore and matres, because in the Mishkan there was no avore and matres, no kibbutz and avore and matres, he means because in the Mishkan the avore consisted of something that is consumed, that is oxidized. But matres, it doesn't become oxidized, certainly not readily oxidized, so it's not dumye davor of the Mishkan. So mele the Rambam requires as a substitute for oxidation, kilitzal from the mind. Because what's the essential feature of oxidation. Essential feature of oxidation is there is a chemical change. It becomes a new thing. So there we have a chemical change. But when you are mechamin basel to the tzalfein, you don't have a chemical change, but you have a physical change. In other words, if you dump it immediately in extremely cold water, so then it harnesses the new properties of the metal and it remains a new metal with different physical properties. If you don't dump them in water, it will gradually revert back to the property, to the old properties. So in other words, the Havore and Kibu in the Mishkan existed only when there is a shinui in the heavens. When you burn wood, you burn a candle, you burn paper, you burn a garment. So there is a shinui in the heavens. It turns into ashes, into coal, into ashes, into everything. Not only into coal, into ashes, completely. So then there is kibul midrais and there is avor midrais. Kibul is the undoing of avor. The undoing of avor. So then there is, when it's oxidized readily, then there is a shin in the chepze. So then there is avor. But matres, if you don't do it with tzare, there is no shin in the chepze. But if you do it with tzare, that means that it will never revert back to the old properties of the metal. So that's the substitute for the consumption and the oxidation in wood. So melee, the question is this. Now here, according to Rav Amiri, there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon as to whether in the heating of the psilon, the lead, so whether that constituted a bore or that constituted bishop. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, it constituted bishop. Some male, and if it constituted bishop, so we cannot learn out that we calculate the bishop's is high, because if it constitutes bishop, so it's like somebody would say if a pass with the carbonate to the zircon in the yam. So it won't say just because his goal is, ultimate goal is to waste it from the yam, that because of that he should be considered the powerful, because after all he baked a very delicious cake, but he did it with the carbonate to destroy it. So that doesn't make it the calcule in the same way as if when one builds a house with the purpose immediately to tear it down, it will not be considered the calcule. It's a binyan as the calcule is high. The calcule on Naslidni, sincere on Naslidni is also high. But binyan on Nasliste is not potent. So, Mela Rabbi says, no. You cannot learn now that the Kalkubavor is high from the Avor, from the heating of the Psilo, because the heating of the Psilo did not constitute in Melechus Avor altogether. If it did, then the Rabbi would be made that we could learn out from that the Kalkubavor is high. But it didn't constitute in Loche of Avor, it constituted in Melechus Bishul. And in Bishul, so you can't learn out that the calc of the Bishul is higher, because the Bishul is not the calcule. It's not the calcule. Because, so, according to the Chazmi's Pshat, that now, the Rambam passes like a beauty. So that means that by Bishul, that by hitting the Tzilo, the Tzilo of Paskin, so then there is the Melechus Bishul now. Why? Because when he was Nivashe, when he eaten the psilo, was the purpose Litzalfein? No, the purpose was not Litzalfein. The purpose was to make it very fragile, almost liquid-like. And then it was dropped into her mouth. So it burned the minayu. But the purpose was not Litzalfein. So, as the Chazanish says in the Rambam, when is there a chiyuv mishum? Mishumavir, only when the purpose is nitzari. In other words, to dump it when you temper a metal by heating it at a very high temperature, and then you quickly dump it in cold water, thereby harnessing the new properties, and it becomes a hard metal, a much harder metal than it was originally. So then, that's the substitute for the conversion that takes place in oxidation. There you have a chemical change, here you have a physical change. But that, so it's a tolde of Mavir. But in the case, in the case of the heating of the psilo by Srifat Paskeyan, the purpose was not Lazare, to make it harder, to make it fragile, to make it liquefied. Some Mele called it Psach HaRambam, and the Rambam Paskos like Rav Yudeh. Some Mele, he was Chayev Mishum Mevashel. Some Mele, as far as Bishul is concerned, we cannot learn out from that we calculate the Bishul in Spotter, because it's like if a Paskos is here to be Yam. This is what Mele says. Some Mele, that answers the Tasha. All right, now, I have to go back to Chicago, so, there won't be another shift tomorrow, but next week, I'll be giving a shift Monday, and hopefully I'm going to do it too. I don't know whether I'm going to the old sort, I don't know, that depends. But I'll just ask you, yesterday I asked you to install it. But unfortunately, my brother-in-law, Tzvi Shul, had a very severe heart attack yesterday, and he needs Rachmi. So I'll ask you, and please be his power again before God is in it.